On just one more thing, if you can just answer the questions as full as possible. Just an example, like let's say if I ask your name, for me it's going to be like, oh, my name is Jonathan Santaella. I'm an alumni from San Jose State doing work for the Mosaic America project. Something among those words, if you can just answer as fully as possible. Right? So the first question is going to be, what is your name? You can just introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Janelle Rodriguez, and I'm currently a stay-at-home mom. I'm a formal medical assistant, but I decided to take a leap and stay at home with my kids and decide to start my own business, a part of that. So here I am, taking a leap.
Perfect. And what culture do you identify as?
I am Mexican American, and my parents are Oaxacan descent. So I do identify as Mexican American.
Are there any other cultures you identify with besides the Mexican American?
The Chicano culture as well. We all integrate. It's all beautiful how we all come together and we're able to collaborate together in bringing our native culture, which is Mexico, right?
Yes, definitely. No, yeah, definitely. That's well. That was one of the reasons I also like to reach out to you because I love your little tea, like pizza, the tazas, the cazuelas. All those are like beautiful art pieces.
Thank you. I
Yeah.
actually, I don't make them, but I do collaborate with people from Mexico. So I travel to Tijuana
Okay.
and I pick up most of my stuff from them. And I like to support their vendors there versus getting it here, where I'm supporting a little bit more of the Americanized, I feel like. So I'd like to go out my way and travel all the way over there to be able to support the local and the smaller businesses.
Definitely, definitely. All right, perfect. And if you can just tell me a little, I know you already introduced me your art, but can you tell me a little more about it? Like, what do you do? Are there any other form of arts that you do as well?
Definitely. So I'm a crafter slash sandler. So that's someone that makes candles. I decided to take on making candles about 2.5 years ago. I started testing. I really love candles, and I decided to go into the business knowing that I wanted to make something clean. I'm a mom now, so I want something in my environment, especially at my house, that is safe for my kids, that is clean, and it's biodegradable. And once I started looking into all the products that I was buying, I started noticing that none of the products I was buying were that.
Yes.
So I decided to go on my own and start researching products and what I wanted to represent. And what I also wanted to represent was my culture. And I wanted to bring a vessel, which is the container I put my candles in. I wanted to make it also reusable because the ones that we buy, we just end up tossing them or we don't even know what we're doing with them, right? The little glass containers.
Yes.
We're just creating more garbage per se.
Yes.
And the ones that I wanted to bring, I wanted them to have life. I wanted them to be colorful and full of life. And so I wanted to bring my culture into it. And I incorporated las cazuelitas, las tazas, los morcajetes. And I wanted to have them be able to use them at the end of the candle, which is the purpose of them.
So you can definitely reuse the candle. So you can reuse the vessel to just wash them out.
Correct.
Then you can use the mojajete, you can use the cazuela, you can use the
Yes, you
tazas.
get a two-in-one.
Yeah, that's a
Yes,
great
you get
deal
a
right there.
candle and then you get your taza para su café en la mañana,
That's great. All right. So what motivates you to create this form of art? What's your motivation?
My children. My
The
children
children.
are my motivation. Yeah, and for doing all this are my children because I don't want to be tied down to a 9 to 5. So I
Yes.
definitely want to create my own. And I want to do, as a Latina, I want to be able to create this line that represents not only me, but moms, because it's a mom line and it's a clean line. And I want to make sure that everyone's feeling good about bringing this product into their home and they're feeling safe. So I'm also a crafter, and the craft side came out of me probably also when I was pregnant. I, started getting crafty. They say it sparks up some type of little vessel in you and you start going. So I started going and making stuff and creating, and that's how I started going.
So if you don't mind me asking, how old are your kids right now?
Oh, I'm 32.
32. All right.
Yeah. San Jose, right. Local, native, born and raised in San Jose. I went to school locally as well. Yes.
Oh, great. Pretty good. All right. So what role do you have in promoting this art form? Or as do you consider yourself like an artist, an educator, a performer?
What would I consider myself? I consider myself the artist because I create. You know, I'm creating with the candles. You know, I have to make sure that everything is up to date with them. Like, I have to make sure they smell at the end of the day. You know, it's not just putting wax together and throwing it in a little container. It's definitely a science to it. So I would definitely consider myself the artist of it, along with other people that have helped me. Again, I don't make the vessels, so yes. I do give those artists that make those vessels the credit as well, because son artistas, right? Yes. They're the ones creating it. So I, and like that, again, that's why I like supporting them, and I like to go down to the native parts and pick them up from there.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. And this kind of ties up to that, like, how does your art express your cultural identity? And I think this goes as well, because I was looking at your different scents, like you have like the arroz con leche, you have it's like actual like Latino or like this Mexican heritage scent,
yes,
basically.
The scent, exactly. So again, with the scent, I wanted to make sure that I was incorporating my culture. So I was able to work with certain vendors to get a café de olla. And we have our Fabuloso, which people love, right? It's a nostalgic set to us, right? It reminds us of our mother's cleaning in the morning on a Saturday morning, the Fabuloso, so, you know? It's a very home feeling for us. And that's what I also wanted to make sure I brought with my candles, was that feeling of, you know, your abuelita being there with you, or you reminding you of your mom. Maybe your mom's not here no more, and that Saturday morning reminds you of her, you know? En la mañana hay que limpiar. You know,
like putting like Los Angeles Azules and like
exactly
that smell of the Fabuloso all over the house. Yes, definitely.
Exactly. So a lot of my candles, I've been able to connect with my customers like that, you know, because that's what I want them to feel. I want them to feel that home feeling.
Yes.
Yes.
That's great. And then have you ever had any like roadblocks, any issues, any problems at all being an artist in this way? Are you facing issues?
You're always going to have those blocks. It's about being able to get back from them, right? So I say we always question ourselves, like, am I doing good? Am I up to date? Because I started doing pop-ups, and you actually get out there with people, right? And people have been doing this longer than you have. So you question yourself, but you always have to just remember, just be you. You have something different from everybody. Y como decía mi mamá, Dios da para todos, you know? And so you just keep going, you know, you just believe in yourself and you keep going.
That sounds great, great. So, okay, so we're going to move to the second part of the interview, which is going to talk about like the place, the community, like the place that you go, all that kind of things. So okay. where do you go to practice your art? I know you say you're a stay home mom. Do you do at home all your candles? Do you go out? Is there like a certain part that you practice it?
So that has also, my being at stay at home mom has also opened the doors to a lot of things. I am also part of my Willow Glen community, and the Willow Glen has been super supportive. And not only have they introduced me to other moms or to other people, that have allowed me to do pop-ups. So last year I was doing pop-ups, and my first big event was El Día de los Muertos event. Okay. Had the big Día de los Muertos event downtown at the Cesar Chavez. And that really was a takeoff for me to come into the community and show them what we were about and introduce ourselves. And after that, you know, we just started collaborating with other other artists, other pop-ups, other vendors, and that's how you build a community. It's been wonderful. It's such a blessing, and it's such a great community that nobody says, you know, hey, we're not going to invite you. Everyone's always inviting you. And, you know, even if you feel like, oh, this, I didn't make that much this time, you always take building those relationships with other people. I feel like that's even more than making a business, because then you have opportunities for the next time, you know?
No, yeah, definitely. I think that's also like the Latino community, like everyone's family, basically. Everyone's invited, everyone gets together. Yes. We're all here for the same reason, basically. That we say, like,
yes, and it's crazy because we all know each other. Like, oh, our parents grew up here, and you know, we're a part of the Oaxaca community. The Oaxaca community is pretty big in San Jose, and so it's nice to see that we've all grown up, and now that we're doing all these things, right? Some of us are promoters, some of us are vendors, and we're all coming together to work as this community, and it's beautiful.
And there is there any like specific organization that supports your work, or is it just like the pop-up markets? Like, is there anyone?
I would say the pop-up markets, and I've worked a lot with the SJ Made. They are known in the SJ, the San Jose community, and they are really big. They host a lot of pop-ups, and they are really open in bringing a lot of the Latino community and a lot of the first-time small businesses. They want to make sure they're involving you. So SJ Made, everybody, they're always, they're really good, and they're super nice and Latino-based as well.
And they're Latino-based as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And then we can follow up with the next question. Let's see. In your art, what influence does your culture have to do with this? Like, could you tell me, like, an specific time that your culture shaped the way that you did this art? Any traditions, symbols, celebrations? And I think this goes back to, like, having the Dia de los Muertos as one of them. Is there any other examples that you could give me?
Yes, so, but it all depends. They're seasonal. So, first of all, the art was las cazuelas and the scents. I wanted to definitely represent the nostalgic feelings of that. And I also do seasonal items that represent, you know, our culture. So like we said, the Dia de los Muertos, during the Dia de los Muertos, I made sure to produce a candle that brought back the cempasúchil, or, you know, dice a mi mamá, el copal. You know, so I made two special candles that represented those times, you know, so we made sure that those candles were taken home to put in their altar to represent, you know, the culture during those times. And also for Christmas, so for La Navidad, you know, I brought out a pan dulce, you know, so always keeping in mind our culture and what represents us and what brings us back to that home feeling. Because a lot of us have to travel, and a lot of us have left that home, right? Yes. And we only have those memories, and we try to hold on to those memories as much as we can, you know? And a lot of those scents, my mom would be like, oh, me recuerda cuando yo estaba con mi abuelita. And so I would take those in consideration and be like, I'm sure she's not the only one that remembers that. So we're going to use this because this reminds people of this, you know? And it makes people feel good.
So, yeah, definitely. Like you were saying, like when we lose someone, like let's say our grandparents or our moms, or we lose someone close to us, and we have those smells, those scents, remind us of those, that they're still there, especially because we have those friends. They haven't left us. Like they leave once we forget about them. Yeah, as long as they're in our memories, they're still with us.
Exactly. You know, and you know, for us, it's memories and remembering and talking about our ancestors is really big. It's big. So it's also that connection that we're able to, oh, huele aquí adentro en tu casa. Oh, me recuerda, you know, that conversation, the memories. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Do you have any artistic influence, like anyone you look up in the artistic world?
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo, she was a big influencer in why I keep going with the women movement, you know, Las Mujeres. And she is an artist herself, you know,
Yes.
and portraying her pain, but also transforming it in such a beauty that she did, right? And I think that us as moms, we go through a lot and we sacrifice a lot. And I think that my candles have allowed me to express myself and not get lost in the mom world.
Yes,
So,
especially who you are.
yes, and keep myself, my identity.
Yes. How do other cultures influence your work or your art? Like, besides the Mexican cultures, like, is there any other cultures that kind of influence your art, or do you see any cultures like taking an impact into your art?
Well, again, I would say because we are Mexican descent, I would say a lot of, and I'm Mexican American, I would say bringing in my American side as well, you know, I definitely want to open it up to us to be able to share that culture, right? I want to make sure that my American culture is also, that was a bad part. So we'll probably have to scratch that from the interview. I'll have to think about that one because no, you know what? I don't really involve any other cultures. It's just us. It's just I just involve us, and I involve a lot of, I'm trying to connect with Oaxacan native sellers as well. So
Yes.
I would have to say, no, I don't really incorporate any other cultures.
So just like the Mexican and Oaxacan cultures, like all
Yes.
your heritage coming to the art, basically.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay, what do you want for the next generation of people in your culture to take away from your art or from your work?
I want them to stay true, and I want them to always remember who they are. You know, a lot of our cultures and a lot of our generations can get lost, not knowing what they are. So I want to definitely, with my candles, bring a little bit of that cultura. You know, and you know, don't forget this is who we are, you know, and where you started, and our moms and our grandmothers, and how much they've sacrificed for us to be here at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I think that goes a lot with a lot of not just like Mexican Americans, but like almost any person that's born with multicultural, like ni soy de aquí, ni soy de allá. Like, I'm too Mexican to be American, and I'm too American to be considered Mexican. And I think
Correct.
That's a struggle with like every single person
Correct.
that's been born like with multiple cultures involved.
It is. And you know, I guess when you're younger, and I guess maybe in my early teens, I struggled with it a lot, you know. I struggled with that identity, the Chicano, the Mexican American, where are we fitting, you know? But as you grow older, you learn to embrace it all, because you all just come together, and you know that it's the one culture you're trying to celebrate. You know, and that's what it is. And la lucha that you're in together is what brings it, you know, that struggle,
It is a struggle, yeah.
You're all going through it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, like you said, as you get older, you learn how to embrace it, and you know it's part of you. It's
yes,
part
exactly.
Of your culture, of yourself, of like who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the beauty though, right? Because you're from here, dice a mi papá, no eres de acá ni de allá, pero es aquí, ¿verdad? So that's
yeah.
The beauty of it.
All right, perfect. So we're moving to the third part, basically the last part of this interview, which is if you can tell me a little more about like how does your organization support the cultures, basically. If you can tell me like how does your organization, like what do they do for the community? Like how does it feel like the mission of your art?
Can you rephrase that again?
Like basically, how does your art or your like yourself, because you're basically an independent seller, like
correct.
How does it contribute to the community? And I think you were saying that how does it fit to the culture, basically?
Okay, yes. So I definitely give back a lot to our community. I try to donate a lot. So if I can do like I said, I'm part of the Willow Glen community, and I'll go to school events. And if we can definitely donate to be able to have these school events, I definitely do that with my candles. And that's another way of also getting out there, right? We're promoting, but we're also being involved in the community and giving back to them, you know, and promoting our candles as well.
Is there any other like organizations or artists that you work with that you can give me their names so I can reach out to them as well? Because like I tell you, our plan is to create this map so we can make people know that you're here. So we want to get as many people as possible to interview, to get to know their art and their form of art, yeah. Basically.
And again, not only myself as a Chandler, right? There's other other vendors, other artists that I work with, that work with like epoxy, that make other stuff that are Latino culture as well. I have other vendors that crochet, that make other artisanies, right? Artisanies and incorporate our culture as well. So I will have to definitely send you over those names of those people so you can reach out to them and interview them, because they also have beauties and their stories behind them are also very interesting.
Yeah, basically the story behind their main, like their actual, their culture story behind their art, basically.
Yeah, I've met a lot of, you know, older moms as well, you know, that this is not their main job like myself, you know, this is their second job, and they're out there doing it on the weekends aside of their regular job, you know? So that's also inspiring to know that people, there's hustle, you know, there's hustle out there. You know, we are definitely, we're go-getters. This community, the Latinos, and not just the Latinos, but the multicultural people, like you said, we're go-getters, you know, and we definitely don't just sit around and wait for things
to happen. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Like echarle ganas.
Exactly. Y si se puede, you know?
Sí, sí.
I tell my kids that. Se puede.
Sí se puede. That's the main goal. Sí se puede. Don't give up. All right. So basically, just moving to the final thoughts. Do you have any, let's say, like if people were to see your art in our map, in our art class, what would you like them to know about it?
I would like them to know that it's cultura, that it's a reminder of who you are and where you came from and where you're always going to be in your heart, your mom, your family, your grandmother. I always go back to them because they're our roots. So I want them to know that it's our roots.
And just the last question, like, is there anything else that you would like to tell me about your art? Anything that you think you haven't told me? Any like last comments or questions or concerns?
No, everything is good. I just, again, I want to just tell anybody that is inspiring to do anything, you know, just do it. Do it. You never know where it's going to take you y quién te va a apoyar, because there's all these people that are out there trying to support you. So, and especially the Latino community, people are super open and people are willing to help us and give us a chance. So go for it.
All right, perfect. Thank you. I think that's about it. I'll probably, if you can just send me, if you have a chance and if you want to, if you can send me like pictures or photographs.
Sure.
That we can use for the map. That way we can represent your art.
Yeah.
You
guys have a where you guys display. I'd like to donate definitely some of my artisanry to you guys. And we can coordinate when I can drop off or you can pick up some candles.
Yeah, I can definitely talk to the professor, see if we can do something like that. Because I know right now we're mostly just creating the map at the moment. And that way we located like the pop-up markets, we located like organizations, places where they promote this kind of art. And definitely I will send you also the link of one of the art maps that we're working on right now, which is going to be the Mayfair map. And so you can kind of look at it, like how it does it look at the like one of the final editions.
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. All right, I don't know if you have any more thing to say. I just want to say thank you for your time. It was a great interview. I appreciate all the comments that you make about like the culture, la cultura, las ganas, all these memories that you bring back with the candles, basically.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
And congratulations on your project as well.
Well, thank you. All right, let me just stop the recording.